With the lifting of all COVID-19 restrictions, the Saskatchewan Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Battleford has confirmed they will be able to proceed with the 36th annual induction on August 21. Among the inductees is Kevin Cush. On September 30, 2018, Kevin Cush stepped down as president of the Lloydminster Minor Baseball Association, having led that organization since 2003. Over these 16 years, the membership grew from approximately 100 to more than 500 players. The grassroots house league program, Mite to Peewee, expanded from fielding 3 to 4 teams in each age category to 37 teams in 2018. Over the same time span, the Twins program blossomed from 1 team in each age group to fielding 2 to 3 in each category in 2018. The Twins have brought home 15 provincial championships and multiple Western Canadian championships. As a Twins coach, Kirsch won 5 provincial championships, 1 Western Canadian title in 2010 and earned a berth at Bantam AAA Nationals in 2012. Under Kirsch's guidance and leadership, the Lloydminster Minor Baseball Association successfully hosted 5 provincial championships, started a new AAA midget program, built a new AAA baseball facility and significantly upgraded other baseball parks. Kirsch was integral in the planning and building of the new 23,000-square-foot indoor training facility in Lloydminster, which opened in the fall of 2017. Kirsch also served as Zone 7 director for 3 years and for many years has been facilitating coaching certificate clinics and evaluating coaches for both regional and provincial certification. In recognition of his dedication, commitment and achievements in baseball, Kirsch was the recipient of the prestigious Baseball Saskatchewan Lifetime Achievement Award in 2018. Kirsch's dedication to Lloydminster Minor Baseball has been outstanding. Long after his own children had been through the minor baseball groups, he continued to run the spring training sessions from mites through to midgets. His knowledge of the game, inclusive spirit, his friendly and understanding demeanor made all players feel valued and fostered the growth of baseball in Lloydminster.